Billowing from the Abyss Winks Back blog archive comes a 1920s railway station. Close to where I live stands a 1920s railway station. In the air around its quaintly utilitarian brickwork, the phantom steam of umpteen chuffers still billows, and the ghosts of uniformed men with names like Ernest and Percival potter with their moustaches in proud boast between metal advertising placards for weird-sounding soaps and household cleaning fluids. To either side of the station sit ordinary houses, generous detached offerings whose variety of designs is at odds with the curious building in the centre of the street. If I shut my eyes, I can hear the engines roar and tooty-toot-toot, while a young Jenny Agata races around in a bustle, looking sad and lost. This architectural anomaly isn't really a 1920s railway station. Of course, it merely looks like one, standing right there in the middle of the street. It's so markedly different from the surrounding houses that every time I pass on my travels, I'm minded to stop and mutter to myself, "Oh look, a 1920s railway station." And over the years it's become something of a game. But here's the curious thing. Dead opposite lives a friend of my son, acquired during the autumn term of 2009 when Big School thrust its pre-GCSE wherewithal into all of our lives. When I walk this way now, I turn to look at his house with its ordinary spacious driveway and unremarkable sloping roof. The thought I have is, oh look, there's friend of my son's house. For 3 years, as I reached the friend of my son's house stroke, 1920s internexus of possibility, I've glanced left instead of right, seen one thing rather than another, thought blazers and wanky scooters rather than Ernests and bunches of roses for Mrs. Rumble Bumbleton. In the great scheme of things, this is of less import than the cheeseboard selection at the Savoy. Or is it? What's in your life? Long forgotten, invisible, and maybe gone, that's only a roll of the eyeballs away.